Morning Zammu.
Morning Zammu. Morning Zammu.
On 105.9 Bishop FM, your local station.
It's Bishop FM with you. We've got an interview coming up very shortly, all about banking, and it's from a personal financial expert. Do you know the value of your current account? Whilst you may be aware of the money that you have in there, you might not be aware of the charges and interest rates. It is a lack of general understanding and difficulties that we're experiencing and trying to comprehend the value of our accounts that we are blocking us from switching them. Personal financial expert Andrew Hagger is going to join us shortly, and he's going to discuss why we should consider changing and switching those accounts, especially our current accounts, to ensure we get the best deals and ultimately save ourselves money. Andrew will also provide a no-nonsense explanation of why it is important to understand the value of those accounts and, more importantly, how to understand them. And we're just about to be joined by Andrew Hagger. He's a personal financial expert. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Ross.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Very well.
Full of busy, I presume, this morning.
Indeed, yes.
Right, you're offering some advice about current accounts at the moment.
Yeah, there's a report out today from Tesco Bank that's saying not enough people are switching their bank accounts because they don't understand whether their account is good compared to what else is out there on the market. So we're just trying to give people a few pointers, really.
It is difficult out there because, say, if I was to look at changing my account, I wouldn't know where to start, and you get baffled by all the facts and figures that get put in front of you.
Yeah, it's the same problem for everybody. You know, there are 20 or 30 accounts to choose from, and it's working out which one works out best for you. And it depends on a number of things, really. The main thing is how you run your own banking. You know, some people will always keep a balance in credit the whole time in their account. Other people will use an overdraft. And it's trying to work out which account works best for you, depending on the way you run your account. And at the moment, there's no simple website or brochure out there which will help you do that within a couple of minutes, and that's really what Tesco Bank is trying to get introduced.
Yes, because if you actually look at changing your account, each account company will try and offer you different things, and that can bamboozle you even more because obviously they all want you to go to them.
Exactly, that's the big problem. You know, each bank will offer you something slightly different, so you know you're not comparing apples with apples, and you can understand why people don't switch. You know, they just think, well, I'm not confident that if I move to that bank that I'm getting a better deal. So what they do is just stay with the bank that they're with, and that's unfortunate in some circumstances because, you know, it may not be the right account for them.
Why in the first place do you think people should consider changing their current accounts regularly?
I mean, I wouldn't say you have to change it regularly, but I would just take a look at your own account at the moment. And again, as I say, it depends on whether you're someone who's always in the black or in the red. And look at, you know, how much interest you're getting paid by your bank, if any, or how much you're being charged. Once you've understood that, that's the first step. You can then perhaps look at other banks and see what they would charge you or pay you. But what Tesco Bank is pushing for at the moment is a sort of easy comparison so a customer can do that. And unfortunately, that's not there at the moment.
What's the best things you should look for in a new account if you did consider changing?
I mean, apart from the financial side of things, you know, for some people it's the customer service. So, you know, you may be happy with your bank because they give you a really good service when you phone up and stuff. But really, it's trying to get the best deal for yourself. So if you're always in the black, there are a number of accounts out there that will pay you interest, but you need to be careful because, say, one bank might say, we'll pay you 5% on your money, but then you realise you only get that on the first couple of thousand, whereas someone else might say, oh, we pay you 3%, but that'd be on a balance right up to 20,000. So there's quite a few different things you need to consider before you make the move.
Is it difficult actually to get down to changing your accounts to a different lender?
That part of it is quite easy, actually. A couple of years ago, there was something introduced called the Current Account Switching Service, and that means that now your account will be switched within 7 working days. That's often much quicker than that. And also, if anything goes wrong, if a payment is missed or anything, the bank has to recompense you. So that part of it's easy. The reason that people aren't switching is because they're not sure it's the best thing to do. You know, if you're going to move your house insurance or your car insurance, it's simple because you know what you're paying at the moment and you'll know what someone else is going to charge you. So if you see something that's £20 or £30 cheaper, then you'll make that move. But with bank accounts, people just don't know that information, so unfortunately they stick where they are.
Is it always better to change your account if you're happy with where you are? Should you just stay there?
I mean, if you are happy and you know you don't think you're getting a bad deal, then there's nothing wrong with staying where you are. It's just that, you know, potentially if you're someone who's got, say, quite a big balance in their account, which doesn't pay any interest, you could be making quite a lot more by moving your account elsewhere. So it is worth considering, you know, the options.
If you've actually changed your account, you decide to go for it, you've actually changed it, and then you change your mind and you think, I was actually better off where I was, or I felt more comfortable there, is it easy enough to go back to where you were?
Yeah, you can change back again. That's not a problem. I think the only thing you bear in mind, you would probably end up with a different account number. But you can switch back to your old bank if after a couple of months it doesn't work for you. I mean, one example, First Direct at the moment, they pay you £100 if you switch to them, and they're so confident that their service is good, they'll pay you another £100 if you switch back again after 6 months. So some of the banks are very confident out there.
Okay, so where's the best place to go for information if you're thinking about changing them at the moment, where it's going to be non-biased in a way?
I mean, at the moment, there's no sort of comparison of the overall service. That's something that Tesco Bank is pushing for. But if you go to tescobank.com, it gives you some information about the switching service, what's involved, and also there's a calculator on there where you can work out how much you'd be charged for overdraft. So it's probably a good a starting point as any at the moment.
Right. Do you have any overall tips for anybody that's thinking about changing it? Or should you, if they're basically happy, should they generally stay where they are?
My one tip would be don't be tempted by the banks that say, we'll give you £100 to switch, because you shouldn't switch for that reason. You should switch to an account that actually works for the way you run your account, not just for that initial incentive. It might be nice to get that £100 up front, but in the long run, it might cost you a lot more than that, because the account doesn't really work for the way you run your money.
It's the long term that you need to look at, not just the short term. They're going to give you something for going to them.
Exactly. Yeah, you've got it spot on there. Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's excellent. Thank you very much. And we'll replay this out if anyone's missed it and put the advice up for them. And we just hope that the banking system does become a little clearer, because not everyone is financially savvy that they get it, basically, like myself.
No, you're right. That, you know, there's a lot of work that the banking industry needs to do, and hopefully, you know, Tesco Bank has given them a bit of a push in the right direction.
That's excellent. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Andrew.
Okay, Roz, thank you.
Have a good day. Take care now. Bye-bye.
And you, bye-bye.
So, thank you very much to Andrew Haggar. He hopefully has cleared a few of the issues up that we often get stuck on of the changing of our current accounts. It's very difficult. Obviously, it is difficult if you want to sit down yourself and look at all of this information, because it's obviously in lots of different formats, in many different sheets of paper. To sit down and look at them, comparing all these different banks, it's difficult to do so. So at least at this moment in time, they're trying to find an easier way to do so. So it's just become a little clearer, because it is difficult. So don't just be tempted by the offers. See if they're going to give you vouchers or £100 for changing your account. That's not necessarily, according to Andrew, going to give you the long-term advantage of what you need for your bank and your banking. So thank you very much to him.